All right, everybody.
I've been rapping for
we got another big show coming.
Okay.
This one's all about your daughters. So lock them up.
Take it from my head, you know what I'm saying? I can do that. No disrespect. But that's how I am.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome to another one of these great shows. I'm Pete. I will be your host today. Hopefully I didn't scare anybody off saying I was coming for your daughters. I'm not coming for you. I'm actually here to help you protect your daughters today. I had a few daughter-related things come across my desk here that I felt needed to be addressed. So this is for the parents of daughters out there, or anyone else who's looking for a vulnerable population to prey upon. I guess you could get something out of this too that's completely not what I intended, but who am I to say what's right? It's hard to know what's right. So stay tuned, and we'll get right into it here. Welcome, welcome. We've got one little topic and one big topic. So what we're going to do is start with little topic and then go to big topic. That's how I like to do this show. It's my show. I'll do it as I please. So the first thing here. And we've talked on this show before about the father-daughter dance in various iterations. There's the father-daughter dance at the wedding. There's the father-daughter dance, which is like an event where you go on a date with your dad and slow dance together. Somebody sent me a newspaper article, and it was about the father-daughter dance and how it attracted hundreds, attracted them big time physically to their daughters. And it just, the email says, could they use a creepier picture? I don't think quite all the skin crawled off my body. It shows a dad and a daughter. They're in this darkened hallway in silhouette holding hands. The dad's like bald and the daughter's in this dress. It basically looks like the daughter's leading him down a dark hallway of doom. Which is just not... This is exactly... And the sides, it's even framed by complete and total darkness. So it just looks like they're headed down the highway to hell, but walking instead of driving. So if you're going to go to highway to hell, it's even worse because it's going to take longer. It's just a bizarre... It hurts me to see this picture because everything that I fear of daddy-daughter dance is true in this picture. It really looks like it's hard to tell who's leading who, that they're headed into some seedy, you know, let's go in the bathroom together. This one has stall doors, so it'll be fine. What are you doing with your daughter at the daddy-daughter dance? I hadn't thought about it before, but what about this? Let's say I take my daughter to the daddy-daughter dance. There's a bunch of other dads with their daughters there. What if a different dad sees another daughter and he's like, mind if I cut in? Does that happen at the daddy-daughter dance? They say, oh, that's a pretty good-looking daughter you got there. She's got some moves. Would you mind if I take the next dance with your daughter? I hope it's the electric slide. We'll see what happens. Just slowly dancing with her to, I don't know, Whitney Houston song or something, the Bodyguard song, Aerosmith. I don't want to close my eyes. And you're dancing with just this strange daughter. I can't imagine. As a dad, right, you have to say, no thanks. You seem like a nice guy, but I kind of came here to dance with the daughter. She's mine. You're territorial about your daughter at the dance. Hey, buddy, this daughter belongs to me. You stay away. There was another. So here's the other daughter thing, the big thing. As we all know, it is time of year for Girl Scout cookies. You've probably been outside of a store and annoyed by these girls aggressively selling cookies, standing right in your path saying, hey, mister. Hey, ma'am. Do they call you ma'am? If I was a Girl Scout, I would probably go so far as to, I wouldn't actually want to sell the cookies, so I would just go in front of a man and just say, excuse me, ma'am. And even when it's clearly a man, guy looks like a farmer in denim overalls and shit. Excuse me, ma'am. He's like, what the fuck? I bought these cookies from the Girl Scouts. They weren't as expensive as I thought, although when you open it up, it's like a reverse magic box. You know, magic box would be bigger on the inside than it appears, right? This is like the opposite. Somehow they've constricted space and time on the inside of the box. So you get like 4 cookies inside of here. On the box, too, it shows, this is the big question I have about Girl Scout cookies. What is this going to? What happens with this cookie money they're raising every year? They must be doing an okay business. They were smart, not like Oreo, and they said, all right, we're going to make these scarce, and that's going to make people want them. And somehow we've been fooled into this. We've been tricked. So it's showing on the front these girls kayaking or something. Now, I've never actually seen Girl Scouts doing anything. Granted, I don't spend time in the forest or mountainsides or mountaintops or mountain bottoms, really. Anything around the mountain, I'll stay away. You can keep that for yourself, Scouts. But I've never seen a bunch of Girl Scouts like in a van driving up to wherever. I've never seen Girl Scouts out and about picking up garbage or something. I don't know. I don't know what Girl Scouts would do. When I was in Boy Scouts, and I know what we did, we sat outside and we were supposed to do a map exercise, and I ran away in a cornfield because I just felt like this was not a good use of my time. Plus, if I could navigate out of the cornfield, do I really need the... They should just drop you in a huge cornfield and say, well, if you get out of here, you don't need the map thing. After 4 hours, we're coming in after you. And if you're still in here, I guess you'll have to take the map class. I didn't learn shit. Granted, I just ran away from the classes. However, I didn't learn anything, but I was outside visibly doing something. I mean, I'd like to see a girl in a stupid-looking vest setting up a tent. I don't know why she would be setting up a tent in downtown near where I live, but I'd like to just wake up one morning and I'm looking out the window holding my coffee and there's the Girl Scouts planting a tree. And I'd be like, all right, this is happening. This cookie money is going to trees or planting gloves or whatever's required to plant a tree. By the way, I call bullshit on planting trees. It seems that everyone just plants a tree that's already grown. I don't see people planting a tree that turns into a seed. They plant a tree that's like 7 feet tall already, and it's just a little stalk. And then they buttress it with these crazy wires and rebar. Why don't you just plant the rebar in there and then put a piece of wood on it and paint it so it looks like a tree? Why don't you just build one instead of wasting all this fucking time trying to grow one? It never works. You seen these trees that are in the middle of a parking lot? You ever seen a mighty oak in the middle of a parking lot? No. It's like a goddamn baseball bat just stuck in the ground with green shit on top of it. A little bit. Just enough leaves to really blow right in the front entrance of your Walmart and fuck up your day. It's perfect. It's a great plan. Trees. So let's see. On this Girl Scout, so I got the tagalongs. That is not a crazy language, but it's a crispy cookie layered with peanut butter and covered with a chocolatey coating. Okay? Chocolatey. That chocolatey means basically it's a like those chocolate donuts you get from the vending machine. I had a pack of chocolate donuts on Friday. These are the one donuts. Not donuts, donuts. The thing about donuts, they seem like a good idea. You see them sitting in there, shaking that ass, and you think, all right, I'm going for it. I feel like what you really want is a donut, not a donut. But you think, this is as close as it gets. I don't know why no one has been able to invent a donut that could just be in a vending machine. They invented a Cheeto. What is that? That's like a little caveman's club made out of fried and cheese dust. What is an undusted Cheeto even constructed from? I have no idea. Exploded corn? Who knows? So you would think the donut would be there. We have the cookies, that grandma, that old bitch, making those cookies that aren't that bad. Not good, but not bad. Better than you would think. Donuts, worse than you think. Whatever you think they're like right now, they're worse. The chocolate ones, they have that chocolate that's almost like Dairy Queen dip cone chocolate over what I'm pretty sure is like just a mummy's corpse. They take his arm, they cut it into slices, covered in chocolate, and then make a little sort of donut hole shape. Put it on a little paper tray that they get from the Tootsie Roll factory. Wrap it in shrink wrap called Mrs. Freshly's. Now, Mrs. Freshly, that name, I noticed she didn't call it Mrs. Deliciously's or Mrs. Tasty's or something like that. Mrs. Freshly. So the one thing I thought, surely these will at least not be old stale pieces of shit. So I get these, I eat one. Now I may put the whole donut in my mouth, guy. Donut. Excuse me. Because I figure they're right in the middle of that size where you could take a bite or you could just cram the whole thing in your mouth. I'm not a man of class. I'm a man of class action lawsuits against someone who I claim rear-ended me in a parking lot in order to not have to work anymore. And I will likely be bringing a suit against Mrs. Freshly. I was talking to a coworker as I ate this donut, and she asked me what was wrong, because she thought that what she was telling me, I was having grave doubts about. And I had to say, I'm sorry, I just ate this donut, and it's, my day is ruined. This day is over. Okay, if you had just tasted the donut that I just tasted, you would kill yourself. You really would. You wouldn't, I don't believe in you as a person strong enough that you would not end your own life if you put this donut in your mouth. You would kill yourself before you could even finish eating it. I'm solid steel. So I did it. But a weaker person, a lesser man, could not have finished that donut nor the entire rest of the package. Which I did. Because that's the guy I am. So I ate these donuts, and the chocolate on them seems to be similar to the chocolate on tagalongs, where it's sort of coats your throat. Next time I get strep throat, I am going to eat donuts or tagalongs, because I think they will keep me safe. It kind of keeps I think it will starve the bacteria of oxygen and nutrients it needs to survive. It's basically like strangling your own throat areas of bacteria. And all of a sudden, you're better. You can't taste anything anymore. Your tongue is a permanent brown, oily mass. It looks like a fish that came out of an oil-spilled ocean. But you do no longer have strep throat. This is what a tag-along is made from. Now let's look at the back of the box. It's got this Girl Scout logo, which looks like a logo you'd have for a Barbizon modeling agency. Woman with like long old-timey hair. Girl Scouts, oh, what a girl can do. Is that their motto? Or a good one. Oh, what a girl can do. And we've got a little Girl Scout cookie on the back wearing a sash. This is the way that Scouts have decided, you know, they have all these things. These patches. Right? Never has a patch been so uncool. I would be so pissed if I was in a motorcycle gang. Because who has patches? Awesome motorcycle gangs. Awesome punk bands from the 90s. And the Scouts. And the Scouts are always some bullshit patch, too. Oh, this is my Weeblos pouch. Okay. That would actually have been a great punk band name, the Weeblos. And then they'd get sued by the Scouts, and they'd say, well, Your Honor, honestly, I didn't believe there was a thing in Scouts where they'd call themselves Weeblos. Can you really blame me for thinking that that was not real? Does it seem like I should be in trouble for using that name, or that they should be in trouble for using that name this whole time with no one stopping them? Weeblos. How do you do that and not giggle? So on the sash, we've got some awards explained. The Gold Award, for example, which looks like a sun exploding into supernova. The Girl Scout Gold Award is the highest award a Girl Scout can earn. It is awarded to Girl Scout seniors or ambassadors who complete a project that will make a lasting difference in the world. Well, that sounds really awesome. And not vague at all. Oh, here's an Ambassador Good Credit Financial Literacy Badge. This kind of looks like a ring that an evil rich person would wear in a movie. Girl Scout ambassadors learn more about ways to borrow money and understand the importance of establishing good credit. Okay, so this is why I don't see them out in the camp. Girl Scouts are attending financial seminars. Okay, girls, don't forget. This weekend, we're going to get in an Econoline van and go downtown to listen to a seminar about condos. So you can learn. Make sure to have lots of good questions about interest rates and how much money is down. Yeah, all the real estate shit. I don't even know enough about real estate to make fun of this by saying, oh yeah, what's the APR financing on your new Ford Ranger? I have no idea. Last one. Senior Adventurer Badge. This is a globe with what appears to be a snake going around the globe. Looks like the logo of an evil villain from James Bond. Girl Scout seniors learn how to plan a great trip, whether it's around the corner or across the globe. So here's what you do as a Girl Scout. You just plan a trip. Just think about it. This is like the project I did in school. You had to create a vacation pamphlet for a country, right? So you had to do all this shit. What's the attractions there? What's the language? Are there tourism warnings and stuff? Just in case you doubted the kind of student I was the student who traveled to a foreign country of Canada. So there you go. What inoculations did you need? Oh, is it going to be hard to get through the border? Well, if you have a car, not really. So I did see on here, it says you can go to GirlScoutCookies.org for more information. So we are going to go there right now and just see what's going on with GirlScout.org. So we arrive on an extremely green webpage. We've got two girls sitting in lawn chairs in some kind of a green negative zone. Oh, it's a video. Well, let's see what we get. Push play. We'll see what these girls have to say for themselves. If they can explain the life they've created for themselves here. Business of Cookies is what this video is called. It is 1 minute
long. Hi, I'm Regan.
And I'm Leia.
Oh, God.
The cookie business is a serious business.
It's the biggest girl-run business in the world.
That is so cool.
So we've got, you know, these multi-ethnic kids explaining to me how serious it is that they sell cookies. And it's the biggest girl-run... You know why that's the biggest girl-run business in the world? Because child labor is illegal, idiots. That's... You should not be proud of that. Oh, we have the sweatshop that has the most girls in it. Well, good for you. You abuse children labor. That's a... What a great thing you're doing. That's really promoting. Oh, yeah, we're teaching women how to do business. Oh, yeah? Teaching them how to take advantage of people who can be taken advantage of. Now, what you learned with your sweatshop badge here is that basically you can join the Girl Scouts and we make you work for free. We take your parents hostage and put them in a bathtub, take a picture of them with a shotgun to their head and say, you better sell these fucking cookies.
Goals to set, decisions to make,
and money to manage.
It's a big responsibility and people are trusting us.
We've got to watch every dollar.
Track every order.
Watch around every corner. Watch your back.
We've been doing this since we were Girl Scout brownies.
We've built on what works.
Check out our system.
We're learning to analyze our...
They have a crazy-looking computer that's no kind... It looks like a George Foreman grill with a screen built into it. And a graph that just shows percent of God knows what.
Customer base.
Blue is friends and family. The green is new customers. 65% of our orders are from family and friends.
Okay, so make sure and really abuse your family and friends. Hey, this does actually... Girl Scout cookies is a good warm-up for another career that I suppose these kind of people get into later, which is like selling makeup or selling... dildos at these parties or jewelry, you know, all those kind of fake jobs where it's basically just, well, I'm selling Mary Kay and I invite all my friends to the Mary Kay party and basically they come and don't know why and then feel guilty enough that they buy something. They all buy something that costs $5 and maybe I have one friend who's got money who buys a shitload of shit. And then I have my second Mary Kay party and nobody comes because they're like, I don't really like this stuff.
My Aunt Vicky has at least 20% of that.
She's a diabetic. She doesn't have much time left.
Girl Scout, so she totally gets it.
She owns her own company now.
Yeah, good for her. She owns her own company. Clearly, from selling Girl Scout cookies, that's the way. I expect these girls who sold me these tagalongs. Here's how I know they're not going to be the heads of a company. You know what I did when I bought these cookies? I went up to the table. It's been so long since I bought cookies that I said to them, listen, ladies, what's the most popular cookie here? What's the best one? Because I want a good one. I don't want a garbage cookie that you're just trying to unload. And they told me the peanut butter, these tagalongs, they're like, these are the most popular. Or the Thin Mints, which I knew. And then I said, okay, are you being serious or are you just trying to pawn off the worst ones because you got a lot? And the girl said, no, the worst one is the lemon. No one wants the lemon cookies. Now, a smart businesswoman would have said, you should get some of these lemon cookies. They're an acquired taste. But a gentleman such as yourself... I can tell that you're well in tune with society and life. Someone like yourself can really appreciate the greatness of a lemon. They should have been pushing them lemon cookies, man. Sell the shit out of them. I don't think they're going to be a boss of a company anytime soon.
Maybe I can work for your Aunt Vicky one day.
Or you can work for me.
good one. Or you could work for me. I'm going to start a business of selling Mary Kay. And by work for me, I mean let me have this crazy party in your home where I bring a suitcase of bullshit over to your house. This is great. And more videos here. That was the business of cookies. This one is called We're Learning. I think they only have two videos. The business of cookies and We're Learning. I guess we might as well. I mean, they... Okay. Let's just see what they're learning, these girls.
Selling cookies is about
the big picture. You have to have a goal. A big.
Oh, this is the same. The same girls are in this one, by the way. Only got two goddamn videos. Same girls, and then some other girls added in.
Goal.
Something you and your team want to do in the world.
We choose where the money goes.
A trip.
An adventure.
Helping people out.
Helping a lot of people out.
To an evil company that makes donuts on the off season and cookies the rest of the season. If we choose that because, say, we're being coerced at knife point, it's still a choice of sorts. Die or do this.
Something never been done before.
We have to decide.
Make a plan.
We all have to agree.
It's not always easy.
And about the money.
We
are about the money.
Are responsible for it.
Handling it. Managing it.
Tracking it.
Doing great things with it.
Wow. These are terrible videos. These are propaganda films, basically, made look like they're made out of crayon. Hey, here's a film about how to sell Girl Scout. Why should you sell Girl Scout cookies? Because don't you want to be a CEO someday? So you should do that. You know what CEOs probably don't do is a lot of, work for free for this company that basically does nothing. If you were an enterprising Girl Scout, wouldn't you say, fuck these assholes, we're going to sell our own shit. Keep all the profits. I would like to see a Girl Scout cookie should be selling drugs. Girl Scouts. I mean, they just throw drugs in there. They throw that in the lemon cookie box because nobody's going to want it, but then they put out the word on the street. You want drugs? Ask for the lemon cookies. And they just sell the normal cookies and the lemon cookies, and they cost like $40 now. Drugs in there. And they're all set. It's perfect. This is the perfect scam in order to get there. So speaking of which, I got an email. So let's take a look at this. It was a question. We answer a lot of questions on this show. We haven't done that for a while. Simply because we've not been receiving the volume of questions that we had in the past. But we do like to answer a question on this show from time to time. We're going to get right into it. Here was the question. Do you help this man and how? And then a link to an image. So I'm going to go straight to it. And it is a Craigslist ad, screen capped. And here's what the ad is. It's wanted by owner, Louisville, metro area. Need Girl Scout cookies from a grown-up. Okay, that seems like okay ad. I would like to buy 5 Thin Mints, 5 tagalongs, 2 trefoils, 1 lemon chalet creams. So I guess this also pans out because he wants 5 of 2 kinds, 2 of 1, and 1 lemon. I guess just for the hell of it. I am not allowed within 300 yards of a minor, so I will have to buy the cookies from an adult. I will meet you wherever necessary in the Louisville metro area. So what we've got here, ladies and gentlemen, is a sexual offender who would like to buy Girl Scout cookies. Now, I had never considered this before. What happens to you? So you get that thing, and it's like you can't be within so many feet, I guess 200 feet of kids. 300 yards. That's really far, by the way. How do you do that? I mean, can you just not leave your house? What? 300 yards? That's 3 football fields. That's farther than I could tell if someone was a kid or just like a midget or a short guy or a petite woman. How would you even know? So do you just have to run the other way? You have like a little thing and it just goes beep, 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 beep as they get closer or something. How would you possibly stay that far away? I feel like, I don't know, across the street, however far that is, seems pretty far to me at any given time, right? I mean, I can't. The longest pole, I couldn't reach and touch a kid's butt from across the street. I think it'd be okay. But what do I know? As a non-sex offender, I don't know. So the question is, would you help this man? Do you help this man and how is the question? Well, that's 2 questions, right? Do you help this man? And if yes, how would you go about it? Okay, I would probably not help this man. And here's why. I think that as a sex offender, they probably don't consider this, but I consider it a side effect. Okay, you can't be near kids. Because honestly, if someone told me, okay, you can't be within so much of kids, I would say, well, that's fine. That doesn't really affect me a whole lot. I mean, I go to rated R movies for the most part. I go to bars where they can't be anyway. I don't do a lot of kid-centric activities. Now, if you had to sort of escape kids constantly, I guess that would be pretty annoying. But, you know, I don't really hang out with kids a lot. It's not a choice that I make. Oh, yeah. You guys are having a party? Are there going to be any kids there? I don't know. I just thought maybe someone would like to play Green Ghost outside. I get two beers in me. I feel like running around and hiding in the neighborhood, chasing kids and being chased by kids. And then I get tired and just want to go back inside and want the kids to go home. That's not... I don't... Well, now that I said it out loud, that doesn't sound so bad. But usually that's not what I'm interested in. However, it's these things you don't consider. Ah, shit. How am I going to buy Girl Scout cookies? So I would not help this man because I consider the inability to access Girl Scout cookies a sort of side effect of this. A fringe benefit. You know, an extra added on bonus to the sex offender thing. Now, that's a boring answer. I would still like to answer how I would help this man. Let's say that I found out that this man was a sex offender of a variety that I felt was perhaps less deserving of the sex offender status. Let's say he was caught urinating in public, just say. So the way the law treats him and the way I feel about him is a little different. Well, okay, so that happens. I say, P brother, P man, P Diddy, I'm going to help you out. I get it. I look him up on the registry and it says public urination. And I say, okay. Or maybe he's 19, 18, or in fact, and slept with a woman who was 17. They're both in high school together. They'd slept together before, then he aged out of it. I don't know if this is how the law works. But let's just say it was something where I can say, well, that doesn't seem... This is not a guy who is necessarily trying to touch kids' butts from across the street with a reaching pole. This is kind of a normal guy. How would I help him get these cookies? I still don't know if I would want to, because honestly, I don't want to buy that many Girl Scout cookies and carry them around. I mean, that was like 14 boxes of fucking cookies. It's like, can you take like half the amount? Because Jesus, I don't want these kids thinking I'm some kind of animal. I mean, you probably should be considered a sex offender if you buy that many cookies, just because that seems wrong. I'm not saying you should be convicted. I'm just saying you should go on trial. That's all. I don't know. Have that girl's stupid aunt buy them for you. My aunt buys a lot of cookies. Good for you. Good for fucking you. I don't know. I guess you could do a spy kind of thing. All right, I'm going to buy the cookies. The package will be left in a garbage can at this intersection. Find them there between this time and this time. If you do not make it, the chocolatey ones will be melted to hell, and you can just forget about the lemon chalet cookie. I like how they put that chalet on there. Yeah, we're not selling any of these lemons. Put like a French word in there. See if that tricks people. You're like, ooh, French. French people know about food, baked food. These are going to be great. So maybe that would work. A dead drop, as we call it. Lock it up in a locker somewhere. Give them the combo. All right, I'm going to be at the gymnasium at this time. It's where I should do it at the gymnasium. That's where all my weirdos are anyway. So I'm on my guard. If I meet the guy there, it's public. Yeah, I guess in the locker room, that's not a good choice. Okay, come to the gymnasium, get naked with me as a sex offender, and then I'll give you cookies. This is a good plan. You can tell I'm really good at planning how to help sex offenders. I would be the worst sex offender helper of all time. Just like, oh, I don't know. You just tell me, I trust you to tell me the rules. As you, the sex offender, you just tell me how it works. Hmm. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't help him even then. I would probably just say, hey, man, you got to find somebody else. These Girl Scouts are half the reason I just want groceries delivered to my house. Just to not deal with shit like that. So, I'm not the best guy to ask about methods of receiving more cookies. I don't want to interact with them. That's what I like about the organic food store. I've never seen any Girl Scouts out of the side of there. Tell you that right now. If they should put that in the commercial for the organic food store. By the way, we don't let these little cunts outside of our store. Would be extra effective if they use the word too. But they just say, are you tired of being harassed as you go in the store? Are you tired of sort of having to deal with crushing a small child's dream just because you wanted to buy some popcorn inside the store, some popped corn? Something as simple as popped corn has turned into the day of defeat for you. Well, guess what? We don't let them outside our store. Take that. Take that. Yeah, I guess I probably wouldn't help him. I wouldn't. Not just from a moral standpoint, but because I'm just awful that way. I just don't care about anything or anyone. I mean, the question of would you help this man, I shouldn't have even clicked on it. I should have said, well, this says, will you help this man? The word helps right in there. Obviously, the answer is no. So no, I'm not going to help this man. All right, well, that ends the daughter portion of the show. I did have a piece of mail I wanted to go over. It's always fun, right, when you get mail and then talk about it on your radio show. That's a very entertaining thing to do. I got this great pamphlet, and it's about different kind of checks you can buy. Sort of custom checks. So it's like, are you tired of having the same old checks that are just a tasteful sort of marbled pattern, and you use them like once every 3 months? We got news for you. So it's got these different kinds. Over 600 designs, but we've got some good ones here. Starting right off, American Reflections. So there's just a huge waving American flag on your check. That seems necessary. But I use that when I buy all my America stuff, my 4th of July charcoal briquettes and all that kind of crap. Just to be safe. Next, we've got dolphins diving out of the water, swimming towards the sunset. Yes, nothing says paying my rent on my shitty apartment in the middle of Colorado like dolphins swimming in the ocean towards freedom. Like a dad dolphin and a baby dolphin diving out of the water together. Why? What does this have to do with my life whatsoever? This is nothing like anything that I've ever seen or experienced other than playing the game Echo the Dolphin. That's the closest I've ever been to anything remotely resembling what's happening on this check. And who, I ask, is having anything like this in their life? Let's see, you can have what appears to be a tiger cub sitting next to a bunny. Well, that seems pretty good. Why not? Why not just have a predator and prey sitting there together as little friends? Good. This is a person. Some of these checks, I feel, are designed to warn you of a person's proclivities. And that one is like, watch out. This person does not understand reality. They are out of touch, man. Oh, we've got Betty Boop. Betty Boop sitting on a stool in a bra putting on thigh highs. I'm not even kidding. That's what's on a check. I am supposed to write a dollar amount into this and hand it over to the old woman at Target and say, this is how I present my money to you. I know that our normal dollars are crazy with George Washington or Abraham Lincoln and stuff on them. I decided to take it my own way and put on a cartoon tramp. Am I supposed to want to have sex with Betty Boop? Is that what's going on with her? What's the deal with that cartoon? I have never actually seen a Betty Boop cartoon. Is that what goes on? Is she just putting on like thigh highs while sitting on a stool? Because that's what she's doing on the check. What does she do in the cartoon? What is her goal in the cartoon? You get Bugs Bunny. What's his goal? Well, not getting shot is pretty much his goal, which is a goal that many of us share. But he's actively not getting shot by Elmer Fudd, who is, I don't know, a farmer? What is he exactly? What is that hat? But Betty Boop, I mean, she's not getting shot, right? Or strangled? Who's chasing her, or who is she chasing, and why? What's going on in Betty Boop? She's just trying to make rent every month? Oh, my God. Well, here's what I do. I'm Betty Boop. I basically go till the 20th without whoring, and then if I can make the rent based on where I'm at on the 20th, then I don't do whoring that month. But let's be honest, it barely works. I end up whoring most months. And then, you know, once you start whoring on the 20th, it's hard to stop whoring on the 1st. When do you stop? It's like feeding a mogwai after midnight. When do you start again? Who knows? If anyone's got answers about Betty Boop, what that is, let me know. Here's a woman emerging from what looks like a mall. This looks like a scene from the board game Mall Madness. Just holding a bunch of shopping bags. Oh, God. I would like to get that one and just be like, ladies, huh? I got these because my wife, it's just like my wife. Isn't that hilarious? She's like always buying huge bags of stuff at the shopping stores. Wherever she... Oh, there's even like a little guy in the background, sort of. He's covered up by the amount lines. Holding a bag. He just looks like he's like, yeah, she's got a lot of stuff. Here's a crazy looking fairy. Also in thigh highs. Striped like Beetlejuice, blowing bubbles in a bubble wand. That's great. That's the kind of person... Yeah, it's called Magic and Mischief. That's one of those, like, watch out for this person. This person probably has a Tinkerbell tattoo and likes to have sharp metal things pushed through her skin while you have sex. Here's one of a cat that's sitting up against a pillow with its legs splayed and its hand right on its groin. Or where a cat's groin would be if a cat has a groin that's kind of in the same part as a person. I don't really know. You can have some characters from the hit film Madagascar. All of our favorite animated film, Madagascar, which has a lion in a top hat and a zebra in a party hat and bow tie. I don't know if that's a Madagascar thing or if that's a thing for the Czechs. Like, check out these Czechs, man. It's we got dressed up for them. Put on a fucking top hat. We're ready to go. Ah, here's another... American flag one called One Nation Under God. It's a sailboat that's made out of an American flag for the sail. Ah, perfect. Jesus, check. Jesus looking away into cloudy skies. You just write who you pay it to right over Jesus's head, the back of his head. What an honor. What an honor for the man, man who died for our sins. And you're like, I'm going to put him on my currency. That seems like something he would really appreciate. I feel like when I get to them pearly gates, he's going to be like, oh, hey, you were the one with the me checks, right? That's amazing. I never felt so honored. Here's one called Sistas, S-I-S-T-A-S, with a sassy-looking black woman on the front, wearing sort of flared jeans. So that would be about perfect for me. I think I might order Sistas. Why not? I mean, it's my world. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. Get these crazy checks. We got a lot of good animal. Oh, here's a moose. Here's a wolf howling. Oh, here's one. Checks that show like the earth and trees and the recycle symbol. Because you've decided as a person to pay with little scraps of crazy paper for everything, still in the digital age. We just wanted to show you how everything is so green. Oh, and you can pick these checks, and then it's the smallest order form of all time. It's got to be, I think I could roll this up and insert it into my eye, and it would just fit between the cells. It is that small. I don't know how you're supposed to write in here. I guess maybe that's a check test. if you can actually fill out this fucking order form, then you might have a chance in hell of actually filling out a check as well. It might be possible for you might be the man with the golden arm who can fill out a goddamn check without just cramping and wanting to go home and abandoning your shopping altogether. So there you go. Order some checks. Everybody order some checks. We'll have a great time. We're going to pay. You can send me your checks, by the way. If you felt like I deserved some good checks, go ahead and just send them right over to me. I will accept them with open arms, loving open arms. Well, that's pretty much our show for today, you guys. We kind of covered everything that needed to be covered. Don't put your girls in the Girl Scouts. Do not take your daughters to a daddy-daughter dance unless you want someone cutting in. And don't forget, if you have questions about whether or not I would help a sex offender in some way, feel free to send them right through. I have no problem answering these questions. We'll see you next time. And wrongs.